Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with Black Friday and the festive season just around the corner, we're seeing a positive shift in consumer sentiment, and that is giving retailers reason for a degree of optimism. But while some are ready to spend, others are still feeling the pinch of rising costs and economic pressures. So against that backdrop, I want to unpack NIQ South Africa's latest State of the Retail Nation analysis and what it means for shoppers and retailers alike. And with us is Thomas Woods, Market Intelligence Lead at NIQ. Thomas, good evening to you. So your latest report suggests improved consumer confidence. Is there anything specific that you think is driving that boost?
Yes. So we've seen across our sector, we do a survey across many countries, and we've seen that in South Africa, this is around mid-year actually, that when the survey was done, that consumers are looking positive. They are more people are feeling better off than they have in previous years. We haven't seen a total shift, and so we're saying that the shift is from being cautious to intentional. So they are not going and buying everything that they want, but certainly they are happier where they are, and this shift has we've seen this across, actually quite internationally, we've seen this across more of the emerging BRICS type of economies, with still major Western economies, OECD countries, feeling a bit negative. And we think that in South Africa, this is from positive outlooks from, as we have had, this was just before the government of national unity, but actually some stability in our country, the effects of no load shedding, those more fundamental factors, as well as just a pickup from COVID in our tech and durable sector. We've seen growth from the beginning of the year, a positive sales growth over previous years.
So if you were to look at the latest data and maybe overlay it against previous years, are we in a much better space, do you think?
Yes. So coming out, certainly, like I said, in the tech and durable sector, we had quite a difficult time where customers are now happy to buy. We've seen some of the more products which we'll be selling on Black Friday have actually been picking up throughout the year. Things like computers, your small domestic appliances, your major domestic appliances. These have shown positive growth. Food itself. So food is also, food has been up. But the FMCG market is slower. So FMCG for year on year is only showing about 2.6%. But within that category, food itself is up around 5%. Personal care also just over 5% growth. So there are some parts of that are showing positive growth.
Having said that, though, conversely, 33% of consumers are feeling worse off. And Thomas Woods, that is a sizable number. Again, what are the biggest factors influencing this group's sentiment? And do you break it down into who that or what that demographic might look like?
So not as much the demographic, but there are, the standard concerns around, so rising food prices is a concern, as well as increased utility costs. We know that from the other news coming through. So increased utility costs is number two. There is still some concern around economic downturn and even job security coming in. So yes, some consumers are feeling the pinch. Yeah.
So Thomas, if you look ahead then to the festive season and before that Black Friday, what's the general sentiment here? Are you anticipating a significant shift in spending patterns, or still tempered perhaps by a degree of, as you term it, the shift from cautious to intentional?
Yes. So look, a one fact that we haven't necessarily seen fully play out is what's happening with two-pot withdrawals. Those have been, a lot of money has come out from that. At this time of year, so Black Friday is a kind of, there are three factors to Black Friday. What is bought, when is it bought, and the discounts involved. So during this time, customers spend a lot on into Black Friday on TVs. They spend a lot on domestic appliances and on the bigger domestic appliances and the smaller domestic appliances. From our survey, actually, customers have been spending a lot more time at home. They're not going out as much, and so this plays into staying at home, buying stuff around your house, as well as we've seen increases in things like media tablets. So tablets were down and now tablets are up. So just doing things around the house more, and so spending money there.
And conversely then, how are South African retailers then adapting to this increase in a consumer focus on value for money, and again, that intentionality that you refer to?
So there has been a move into where we've seen is customers are focusing a lot on loyalty programs. So there is a focus to see what more can I get through these programs around that. We haven't that's really become quite a big focus. South Africans love promotions, and actually, as part of our survey, our global survey, South Africans are the most responsive to promotions. So we will buy more than in other countries when things are on special, as well as this focus on pack sizes. So, speaking into the types of promotions, spending a bit more, or if the pack size is bigger to get more value. So those are three ways that customers have also been focusing on. There's also been a move into private label. Customers are happier to buy some private label products.
Let's talk about private label products, because there was a time, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so ago, where they were really seen as bottom shelf items. It was the last thing you wanted to buy, and you didn't want it seen in your trolley. That has changed. What do you think that is behind that, and what it maybe means for larger brands, particularly in the overall FMCG sector?
Yes, so what we've seen within private label is I think the products that you referred to were almost those no branded directly called private label, where now customers are not always aware that they're buying a private label product. The products have been well branded, put together, professionally advertised, and so they might be a different name that they're not as familiar with, but certainly that it doesn't seem like that older kind of low value private label. These are more medium range, even upper range private label products, and retailers have put money into promoting those, promoting the packaging as well as the quality of those to make sure that they meet the standards of comparable products.
All right, Thomas, in conclusion then, let's circle back to Black Friday if we can. And with new players coming into the market, particularly international brands, really pushing hard, and that is very self-evident in pre-promotion. Is there any specific way then that you either think or advise consumers and the way in which they approach their purchases?
So, look, both international players, online have come into our markets, and so just look across the board, as well as emerging, like you say, newer brands. And so, what the trend that we've seen is customers have been focusing on brand. Brands are often aspirational, but there has been a switch with a lot of these products coming in, and we've seen it in the car market, is also to look at features. So, what are the features that I'm getting? And customers are becoming aware of feature comparison to ensure that they're getting the same features but at a different value or at a better value. And so, the brands, so maybe a slight less focus on brand, more on features
Thomas
to
Woods,
get the
thank you
balance.
very much indeed. Market Intelligence Lead at NIQ. Appreciate your time tonight.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.